Schon gar nicht bei Schiff.
From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
To the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We just got done listening to some Reclaim the Horizon. That song was titled Deadline. They're out of the Stevensville area. The band consists of Jeremiah, Damien, and Josh. It's a new band that just started back in June of 2014.
So they're like a few months old.
Yeah, they're not too old.
But they're all at least of age, so it's all good.
Yes.
They're not minors, just their band is.
Yes.
Which is always a plus side to know in advance.
Yeah.
It's good to know in advance that they're minors, too, because that way you can, like, you know, not be involved.
Like, you can do this, but you cannot do that.
You're like, there's a list of stuff you're not allowed to do because you're a minor. Turn 18. Come talk to me.
Right. I have this release form here.
Really? We should have release forms.
We should.
Like, I spent the night with the mistress. This is the form I had to sign first.
And this is the form I had to sign after.
And this is the... And this was just sleeping on our couch. Can you imagine if you actually got in the room?
Right. You don't want to see the room, honey.
Well, yeah, you do.
You do, if you can handle that sort of thing. If not, then you're lucky to just have experienced the couch.
Because the couch can be fun as well. Lots of fun stuff can be done on a couch.
Yeah. Stuff that you can't do on a bed.
Yeah, because you need an armrest.
Yeah. Or a backrest.
Or backrest. I guess you could use footstool. A wall. You could, but that's not part of the bed. Well, I guess I guess if your bed's against the wall, that's part of the bed. Maybe. Which is good for concussions.
It's good for tying stuff too.
Depends on the bed frame.
That's very true.
So everyone should get a metal bed frame so it can be tied up properly.
With the
don't go plastic, it'll break.
Yeah. Stuff that you can tie stuff around.
Can you imagine? I need to check out this bed frame. What are you doing? This is my silk scarf. What the fuck do you think I'm doing with it? I'm making sure it works. One I got tried to untie itself with that string we got to pull. So I need the right one. Nope. That looks funny. I'll tie it up to that one.
Would you mind going to the store and do that?
Go and be punched. Seriously, like, you're like, I need to tie him up to make sure it looks right. No, it's all about the way it looks, my friend. We want to tie him up.
And we get to convince the salesperson to be the one tied up.
Like, can you tie my wrist
can
to this pole?
Pretend to be the guy that I'll be doing. So get in bed.
Seriously, either will you tie me up so I have a proper angle of this bed? I need to know what it looks like when I'm tied up with my ankles around my forehead.
We should so do this for Christmas. Well, it'll make somebody's day.
Okay, we're gonna go together. Okay. And we're gonna do this.
We're gonna go shopping. We'll have updates coming soon. Giggity.
We'll take pictures.
All right, so of course, Mistress Oisey welcoming you to another episode of Montana Metal.
This is Mistress Ansi saying, go out and bed shop with us.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, make sure you bring enough silk scarves while shopping.
Good advice from the Mistresses of Mayhem. All right, we're going to get back into some more music. This is Sound Beasts. They are out of the Butte, Montana area. This song is called Don't Hold Back. It's the single off of their EP, Bite of the Beast, on the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Let off the stick, and if honesty is the This is Mike from Stupid Human Suit, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Human Suit on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Stupid Human Suit is from the Kalispell, Montana area. Great, great energy from that band. They're getting ready to record some new stuff, so we're getting excited to hear new stuff from them. They're always fun to watch live.
They're very brutal.
Yeah, they're extremely brutal, but they look like really mellow guys off stage. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
They kind of got the laid back thing going on.
They're very nice guys. I like them.
Oh, yeah. And then they get on stage and they just kick you in the teeth and you're like, yes, sir, please more.
Yes, sir, like another.
It's definitely,
encore.
Right, encore. So definitely check out Stupid Human Suit from the Kalispell area. We're going to get back into some more awesome music. Unicorn Cannery, their song Terror Within. They're currently on a little hiatus right now. I'm sure we'll hear back from them soon again. They're from the Bozeman, Montana area. Got Jessica tearing up vocals in that band. They're a lot of fun. They're a fun band to watch. I enjoy watching Unicorn Cannery, so I hope they come back soon.
You guys always crack me up off stage, so.
I love their Facebooks. There's some of them that I'm still following their Facebook pages because they just post their most random shit, you know. The one. I just got, you know, I'm going to do a bikini wax with my wife for the first time. Should I wake her?
Yeah, some of the posts that they do.
You're like, no, it might be better if you can do grab both at the same time and just run. But, you know, the nice thing about a bikini wax is once you do it, it's good for a while.
Yeah, you don't have to do
it. You know, and then she only has to worry when it comes back in. He should be the one worrying, though, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bikini wax while you sleep. A little too kinky for my taste, but, you know, do what you can.
I saw a video the other day of this woman doing a wax on her boyfriend's underarm. He had really hairy arms, and she was using hot wax and stuff, and he cried. He cried. It looked really painful, though, in his defense. She's, like, slathering on hot wax, and he's, like, crying. He's like, ow, 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 and then she, like, starts tearing it off, and he looked like he was going to die.
Well, you know, there's, like, those videos of guys who are trying it on their chest, and it ends up ripping, like, a nipple off. It's like, that's
fucked up shit.
That's pretty messed up. Ooh, ouch.
I think I'll stick to shaving. I like to be smooth, so I'll shave. You know, that's good. It's smooth all over and stuff, but waxing is kind of scary. How did we get on the subject of waxing? Oh, it was Nick Hamilton from Unicorn Cannery. All right, so here's some Unicorn Cannery on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Every nation has to either be with us or against us. Those who harbor terrorists or who finance them are going to pay a price.
So we have never been witness to anything quite like this in the United States within the continental borders of this country. An active war, nothing like that.
Are coming.
Injecting in your vein.
Meltdown!
The venom burning through your mind.
Infecting all your brain.
Breakdown!
You still feel it every time.
Assisting in your pain.
Silence!
Can you make it go away? Saint or sin, with three steps in for your assisted addiction.
Hi, this is Rich from Kronos Customs, and I just want to tell you all that you're some lucky sons of bitches because you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Steaming light of evil pouring in every limb.
Made of This is Eddie Kelly.
And this is Kiki Kelly.
And we're from Mudkicker, and you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Noctis from Walking Corpse Syndrome, and you guys are listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem. Badass.
Thank you.
All right, that was Walking Corpse Syndrome with Minion. Any chance I get a chance to hear Walking Corpse, it's awesome. They're so awesome live. Just, what can you say? It's Walking Corpse, you gotta fuck the corpse.
Fuck the corpse indeed. That's my favorite thing to yell out.
It's just fun to be standing in a venue and yelling, fuck the corpse, fuck the corpse. Especially around those who have yet to, those are first time seeing them, so you're like, they're waiting for the band to take up, and they're watching you as you're yelling that, and then by the end of it, they're standing next to you yelling, fuck the corpse, horns in the air. They impress you. They do. They're one of those bands.
Definitely drawing the crowd. That may not have been there for them, but they end up being there.
Well, it's right one of those front bands that you go for, you may end up going in because you have no idea who they are, and you show up to the show, and before you know it, you're buying their merch over somebody else's merch that you originally planned on buying, and I know I've got a couple hoodies, you know.
Yeah.
A couple beanies, a couple hoodies, hats.
Shirts, stickers. I love stickers.
Stickers are awesome.
So, you know, that being said, give me stickers.
Give me stickers.
I will do awesome things for stickers.
Just imagining all the awesome things she would do for stickers. It's like a Klondike bar.
What would you do for a sticker? All right, we're going to get back into some music. This is Resurgence out of the Kalispell, Montana area. They're formerly known as Vengeance.
They're now a four-piece. Yep. They were a three-piece, and now they're a four-piece.
Added another person. So you know it's going to be a full, awesome sound. And
I'm kind of looking forward to seeing them, because we saw them quite a bit when they were Vengeance. And I know we talked to them, and when they were, you know, playing around, trying to figure out what to do with themselves. Playing so I'm around. Glad that they have now spent enough time playing with themselves and are ready to play in front of us.
Yay, we get to play with them.
Enough masturbation, boys. It's time to come play in front of the crowd. Porn, live.
Woo! I would go to it.
Resurgence porn video.
Can you go to live porn shows?
Is there like a live recording studio? Taped in front of a live studio.
Oh, could you imagine?
Ooh! She just got in the face.
No, no, no. I want you to go deeper. I'm sorry.
I would be bad. I'd be like, do it faster. She's not. That's up. She's faking it. She's like, totally like faking it. Look at that. Look at her face. Somebody better lube that bitch up.
We should direct a video. Like, Mistresses of Mayhem direct a porno.
It would be the funniest porno ever. You'd have a hard on, but you wouldn't be able to use it because you're too busy laughing.
You're like, what the fuck is that? What a squirrel.
Like, wow, you missed a lot of shame glitter in there, sweetheart. You're going down another to get a little further. We needed to go and like paraphrase porns. Just, you know, set ourselves up so we could actually do voiceover. Like, ooh, baby, we love you a long time. Pizza? No money
That's
for
it.
Pizza?
We're doing it. We're voicing over a porn.
And of course, our own voices, too.
Send in your favorite porn, and we'll voice it over.
All right, so we're going to go find out about directing porn, and you're going to listen to Resurgence from the Kalispell, Montana area on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Hi, I'm Roger Fraser.
And I'm Eric Toole.
We're from Seventh Passing, and you're listening to
Mistresses of Mayhem.
I'm Jess, I'm with Unicorn Cannery, where we take your dreams and squash them. You're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem right here in Butte, Montana.
I feel they'll feed my sickness. You feed the sickness. We'll be right back.
S9 Black Handed on the Mistress's Mayhem with Montana Metal. S9's from the Billings, Montana area. A great speed metal band. Makes you want to just get up and fuck shit up while you're in their pit and having a good time. So definitely check out S9, all one word. You can always check out our website, closingchapterproductions.com/Mistress Mayhem, for all of our past Montana Metal shows. So if you missed one or you want to hear more of us, visit our website. And you can get a list of all of the bands that we play each and every show on the Mistress of Mayhem's page. Go there, the playlists are there on our Facebook page. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. Mr. Soisey's saying stay metal, keep getting out and supporting those shows each and every week, and we will talk to you guys next week.
And this is Mr. Zancy saying go out, shop for something, make it unique, make it entertaining for you and the salesperson.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, be sure to send in your pornos so that we can look them over and decide what we're going to dub. You can send them to our producer.
Because what Jason loves doing is walking through porn as we do voiceovers for it.
You can send them to closingchapterproductions@gmail.com.
We're going to get overloaded.
I'm sure he'll have a great time going through those.
And then after he chooses the hot ones, then he'll let us watch them. It'd be a fun evening.
It's a very fun
evening. And then we can record it and let you guys see it.
All right, we're going to close out this episode of Montana Metal with Mr. Mayhem with the band out of Billings. This band is End Ever. The song is The Hand. The Hand is featured on the soundtrack of the movie The Rider's Ghost and is also on their newest album, Tales of the Spooky Thunderfish. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to tune in every week to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal on MontanaRadio.net.
Yeah. You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.